Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Terrell. How may I help you?
Yes. What is this? Because this is showing up that a debit from you guys on my husband's account, and he says he hasn't ordered anything or authorized anything.
No problem, ma'am. To pull up that account, I would need your zip code if you would.
65633.
All right. Now, who would I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Lisa McAnally.
All right, Ms. McAnally. Could you please verify the address on this account for security purposes?
Well, I guess I don't understand why I'm giving you all the information when y'all are the ones that debited this card.
Yes, ma'am, I understand completely, but we are, in fact, the third party.
You don't need my address to know whether or not you took a debit out of this card.
Ma'am, for security purposes, I cannot access your account without your address with proof of verification that you are the person. 704
Murray Avenue, Crane, Missouri.
Okay, Ms. McAnally. So it seems like you entered a contest for a mixer about a couple weeks back.
No, there was a $2 thing that I would win a mixer.
Mm-hmm. So in the sweepstakes, after your charge of $2 to $6.95 to enter the sweepstakes, and the terms and conditions.
No, it said $2 is all I'd be charged, and it was from Walmart.
Yes, ma'am.
I did not agree to no $60 charge.
Yes, ma'am. In the terms and conditions for the sweepstakes, it enrolls the customer automatically in the monthly subscription for a meal plan that shows the customer how to use real food to boost your energy, cut sugar, and carb cravings.
No. That's not what it said. None of that was explained. I want this taken off this card.
It was in terms and conditions, ma'am.
I want to speak to the supervisor right now. Supervisor. This is false advertisement, and I will so help me.
Ma'am, I am more than capable of handling this call. I'm sorry about how you're feeling at the moment, but we all do follow the same protocol, and I am trying my best to assist you in the way that I can.
Then take that off my card, and you will be done. Because the only amount that was ever shown, and me and my husband both looked at it, was a $2 charge. $2, 2.00. None of this $60, no $2 and something.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand your frustration, but I can only offer you 35% since this was a valid charge to your card.
No, it wasn't a valid charge. No, it was not.
Yes, ma'am, but I can't issue 50% of a refund.
We absolutely, you can take the two damn dollars. I just want my other money back. I would never have done anything that would have costed this much. I am on a fixed income. I'm on disability. And for you all to do this to me, when everything that I read and my husband read, it said $2 only.
Yes, ma'am, I understand your frustrations. I can't issue you, however, a 75% refund.
How much?
A 75% refund.
Why can't you do 50? Or, I mean, why can't you do 100?
Because this was a valid charge, ma'am.
Then you put the 75% back on.
Yes, ma'am. I can, in fact, post the 75% of the charge back to your bank account.
All right. I appreciate that. But I can promise you this much. I will be telling people that I told about this thing. I'll be telling them they don't want to do it because it's overcharged and you're lying about it.
Yes, ma'am, if you could just give me a second while I get you your money refunded and your account canceled and notated so nothing of this sort happens again.
Oh, yeah, it won't happen again. I'll just not ever enter anything. And the only reason I've done it is because it said Walmart. And it said that I want it for $2. If I wanted to pay $2, I'd win a mixer.
No
problem,
ma'am.
That's the only reason I've done it.
Yes, ma'am. I understand completely how you, of your frustration.
No, you don't. Not when you were, if you ever had to live on a fixed income, you would understand. I will never do this again. Y'all are robbers. You're just thieves.
Ma'am, just give me 1 second as I get your account notated. So future charges on your card don't happen. You have been refunded. Just give me 1 second to get your account notated and canceled out and give you your cancellation number. All right, ma'am. Are you still there?
Yes.
So your 75% refund has been issued. It should be posted to your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. Your account has been canceled, so any charge that would have happened should not happen past today. And are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yes.
That'll be C as in cat.
Okay.
920.
All right.
529-034.
And there better be no more charges.
No more charges, ma'am.
All right, I'll be looking for that to come back. If not, you will be hearing from me again.
Yes,
or
ma'am.
My attorney one.
Yes, ma'am, no problem. Thank you for calling customer.